Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. And by the Press-Telegram. Your local news leader for over 100 years.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. Our guests on this evening's show will be Jason Gewirtz, who's a top reporter for the Press-Telegram, Darrell Evans, who's the manager of the Long Beach Armada professional baseball team, and Tyler Reeb, editor of the Long Beach Business Journal. And we're joined now by Jason Gewirtz, who is a reporter for the Press-Telegram. Welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me.
Jason, our mayor, Beverly O'Neill, who's been in office almost 12 years, was recently elected, as most of our viewers know, to be the nation's mayor as the president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. She was inaugurated in Chicago. You were on that trip. Tell us a little bit about it.
That's true. She was named the president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. They're a group that's been around for a little over 70 years, and they're mostly a lobbying group. So they're based in Washington, D.C., and they are there to lobby on behalf of cities and the needs that cities have. So every year, they elect one of their own to be president, and this year, Beverly O'Neill was named to that position.
What a great honor for her and for our city to be elected by her peers, basically.
Well, she would certainly argue that it is. They've got a large group of people from metropolitan areas. The group represents cities of over 20,000 people. So you've had mayors like Fiorello LaGuardia who have been president of that group. You've had both Richard Daley's out of Chicago, both the father and the son. So there have been some pretty big name people.
And this really helps put Long Beach on the map in Washington and throughout the country.
Sure, the city certainly has made that argument that by having their mayor as the head of this group, she's going to be in Washington, she's going to be on TV promoting this group, and in theory, the city's needs would be played out on a national scale as well.
And your reports from Chicago were, of course, front page news on the Press-Telegram, reporting there were festivities over the weekend preceding the inauguration. And hundreds and hundreds of mayors were there, and a whole contingent from Long Beach came out to join the mayor.
That's true. There were about 60 people from Long Beach who came out, and some of them were city council members and elected people. Some of them were some of the business leaders within the city, but they were all over the hotel where this conference was taking place. It was at the Hilton in Chicago, grand old hotel. And all
yes.
These people were around there. You couldn't go through the lobby without seeing someone from Long Beach.
Well, an appropriate celebration for the city and for honoring Beverly, who's done such a fantastic job for our city.
Yeah, she's somewhat of a celebrity in this group, too, just because of her write-in victory that she had in 2002.
Right.
I think just about every other mayor in the country wanted to know how they could do that, too.
That was a national news story, a mayor of a major city being elected on a write-in basis, her name not even appearing on the ballot.
It was. Everybody was familiar with that story at this event, and that's part of the reason, I think, why she's become so popular. I mean, she has an image there that is top-notch.
Okay, well, she will not be running for mayor again as she finishes her 12th year and third term, and we have some candidates that are announced or de facto announced. Give us your read.
Yeah, there are about three or four candidates right now who seem to be running to replace Beverly. She said she's not going to run again. You've got City Councilman Frank Colonna, who is the only, at the moment, elected official who says that he's going to make a run for the spot. You've got Randall Hernandez, who's a former chief of staff to Mayor O'Neill, also worked for Governor Schwarzenegger. You've got Bob Foster, who's the president of Southern California Edison. And you've also got Doug Drummond, a former city councilman, who was a city councilman in the 3rd District, where Frank Colonna is today. So.
And, of course, after Labor Day, the public consciousness begins to focus
sure,
on the
it's
race.
Sure, it's been pretty quiet so far, but that'll pick up certainly after Labor
and
Day.
And you'll be covering it. This is part of your beat, I think,
oh, yeah.
The mayor's race.
We'll be covering it.
I know you did great work on the councilman's cars a year or so ago, where you put the spotlight on the city reimbursement, or city payment, actually, for cars and kind of expensive cars, and that changed real quick. So congratulations on that series.
Thank you very much. That was a story where we looked at sort of the costs of city vehicles and how much it costs for city council members and elected officials to have their city-provided cars, and half of them have it now.
And I know the Queen Mary has been a big controversy, and it's rather complicated. We don't have time to go into it here, but you've been also covering that in great detail.
Yeah, the future of the Queen Mary seems somewhat in question at the moment, at least who will be running it and what sort of development might take place around there. So we've been covering that pretty heavily, and it's been a somewhat complex but pretty interesting story.
And in the news in the last month or so, the question of reporters' right to maintain the confidentiality of their sources has been a major story, with Judith Miller for the New York Times imprisoned and all. And just speak to the importance of a reporter being able to assure a source of confidentiality.
Sure. Well, I mean, to me, it's a shame that it came to be that a reporter has to be in prison to protect her source. But certainly we have people who talk to us all the time on a confidential basis, and there are valid reasons for that. And it's that sort of information that allows us to do some of the stories that we do. And you know, to me, I think you need to have that protection there. The threat of going to jail to protect your source seems to me kind of a scary one.
And ultimately, it inures to the public's benefit. Our right to know is being protected by your right to maintain the confidentiality of your sources.
Sure. A lot of the times, if someone's talking to you on a confidential basis, it's obviously something that's going to be sensitive in nature. And more often than not, it's something, especially in the city government world, that should or deserves to be out there. And that's the only way sometimes that it can get out there.
Well, I firmly believe that two things are critically necessary for a functioning democracy. One is a free press, and two is an independent judiciary. Countries that have totalitarian governments do not have free presses and do not have an independent judiciary. So thank you for your work. And what led you to want to be a journalist?
For me, I grew up in New York and always grew up around the great newspaper environment there. Always had a newspaper in the house, and I loved to write. And I was always one of those people who wanted to be the first one to tell people what the news was. So I've known for a long time, pretty early on, that this is what I wanted to do.
Well, as you may know, I'm a New Yorker also. Compare and contrast New York and California in 30 seconds.
Only 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Entirely different worlds. The newspaper scene is different as well. You know, in New York, everything seemed a little more condensed. You've got one paper covering New York, and here you've got several different markets just within the L.A. area. It's a
different scene.
Yeah.
Well, we've come to the end of our segment, but first, thank you so much for taking the time to join us here on Straight Talk, and congratulations on really doing some outstanding work for the Press-Telegraph.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.